here. I need some dialing time. You see, we're going to talk to Joe. I think Joe's sitting in the subway, not you know, this eating his sandwich.
Hey Jeff.
Joe, how was the sandwich, man?
It was awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on. I don't know what part of Winnipeg I'm in actually, but I feel like I'm walking around. So it was either Subway or Tim Hortons.
Yeah. But aren't you in the north end of Winnipeg where there's all kinds of great ethnic food and you're eating Subway or Tim Hortons?
Isn't there
pierogies on every corner in the north end of Winnipeg or anything?
I feel guilty. I haven't passed any pierogi places.
That's right.
So, yeah, I know.
Look, everybody, it's Joe Nolan. Yeah, Joe, we're on the air because that's how we roll around here.
Oh, we're on the air.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. And you're just finishing your sandwich and hanging out in Winnipeg. And, you know, you'd think you're in Winnipeg, we'd get you down here. But you and I, it seems, not the best communicators or planners in the world. So we kind of screwed it up. But it's good to talk to you.
I know. It's too bad. So next time we'll have to. It's funny because I flew in, so I'm vehicle-less, and I'm on the other side of town. So, but this is okay.
Yeah, it's it'll do. So
we
saw you at the Times Change last night. Pretty good. Actually, me and Eugene saw you at Times Change. There was absolutely nobody else that I knew there, which I found kind of disappointing. I don't know where all these people that listen to the show were last night, but it was pretty crazy in there. Maybe they were dressed up. Everybody was all dressed up, so maybe there were people I knew, and they just were dressed up in crazy. Where's your costume, Joe? How come you didn't wear a costume?
Well, because I flew in on Flair Air, and I was trying to cut down on costs, so I put everything I could into my guitar case. So the costume was not at the top of priority, and though, you know what, dressing up on stage is not really my thing.
Really?
So whether it's, I mean, unless it's like a Halloween thing, which it was.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
But for my solo show, I'm not sure. There'd be some mixed signals there, for sure.
Stu's the king of Halloween. I don't know if you know this, but he might have some costumes lying around the Stu Dome that you could put on.
Oh,
tonight.
I bet.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get you a funny hat or something.
We'll see.
So, Joe, it's been almost, did you know it's been almost exactly 2 years since the last time you were here in Winnipeg? Last time, well, on my calendar anyway, the last time you were here was at the Goodwill Social Club with Creef.
And
I think I was the only one that I knew there as well.
Yes.
A bit of a weird show because that band, they were kind of jerks, right?
Yeah. It took a long time for us to warm up to each other. So that was just, in my opinion, well, it was just completely the wrong
It was a
bill,
it was a weird fit.
Door,
it was a weird fit.
Things.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because we played something from Tornado. That thing is ancient now. It was a great record produced by Colin Linden, and it certainly got our attention. It must have gotten a lot of attention because a lot of people knew who you were after that record. But then it took a long time to get this new one.
Yeah, it took too long. Sorry, I'm just going to walk. This whole school just came into this store, so I'm
school
going
field
outside
trip.
Now. Yeah, just like, it's just, yeah, so I'm outside now. It would have been going to get pretty rowdy in there. Like
like the time
Like changed. Last night. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, it's been about 5 years since Tornado, at least.
Yeah.
And there was many reasons why I wasn't able to put an album out until now. I was under a contract.
Yeah.
With a label that I couldn't.
Couldn't come to terms with them either.
It was more of a fight than a healthy marriage.
I hear that a lot about that label, actually.
Yeah, it was just seriously like I couldn't get a record to be made, and like you said, I tried you know, I tried stuff with Hoxie Workman. We did three songs, and that's about all I got out of them. And it definitely was a great experience, but yeah. I don't think the result was me. The stuff we recorded, it wasn't me. And
I agree. It sounded good. You know, I liked it, but it just it felt like you were trying on shoes that didn't quite fit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so I was just, I mean, for many years, just trying to please certain people that thought they knew how I should sound, and I did everything I could and compromised myself too far because I just knew, well, maybe if this is going to work and it makes them happy, then they're going to open all these other doors for me.
Yeah. Right.
And it just never happened. So I finally, honestly, Jeff, I was like ready to just pack it all in, and I didn't know what to do. So I was just about to quit and just like, I don't know.
Well, thank God that
screw
didn't
off
happen.
Somewhere. So
yeah.
So
But it sounded like, to me that in the meantime, you hooked up with a band in Edmonton. That seemed to be like a thing that kind of got your juices flowing for a while.
It did, and it had some good buzz. And it's a great band. It's a good group of friends of mine. But the only thing is it became stagnant as well. And
oh, yeah.
Some of those guys, it's just real... You know, the realization is I can't tour that band. One of them just got married and has a son and beautiful people, but it's not realistic that I could take that on the road.
Right.
So it kind of just kept me in Edmonton doing these bands.
God, that
screw off somewhere. So
yeah.
So.
But it sounded like to me that in the meantime you hooked up with a band in Edmonton. That seemed to be like a thing that kind of right.
So
how did it end up with this new record, which is kind of like it's a real soulful kind of a thing. You stretched your sound a whole bunch, I think, on this record.
Yeah. I had wanted to make a record like this for a long time, and I was about to go to Nashville again to work with Colin Linden, and we had dates picked and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then I pulled the plug on that because I just felt like I had to do something my way and
yeah.
something different and something at home and something where I can take some time and make it the way I want to make it. And so that's what we did. I recorded it in Edmonton and produced it with a guy named Scott Franchuk, and it
yeah.
kind of shows all of my sides, from rock and roll to stripped down singer songwriter in it. And I wanted to somehow try and make all of those things fit in one album. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you must be happy with the results. It seems like people are loving the record. I know I love it. Dietmar and a bunch of our German and European friends are loving the record. And, you know, so it's definitely getting some attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been getting a good response so far, which I'm really happy about. And, I mean, like anything, I'll have a better sense in a few
yeah.
months.
Yeah.
Let things unfold, so... But it's been, people have been saying nice things about it so far, which is really kind of cool. And actually, one of the songs won a Cobalt Prize at the Maple Blues Awards this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations on that.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
You had some cool special guests on this record. You know, so it's definitely getting some attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been getting a good response so far, which I'm really happy about. And I mean, like anything, that was nice.
You had some cool special guests on this record, too. When you released the first single, you mentioned, oh, I have my friend Lydia Lovelace singing on this song. What?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. She's one of my favorite up-and-coming writers.
No kidding.
I toured with her four years ago in Scandinavia. So the first night I met her was in Finland, and that was our first show, and the bar had made our own special beer for Joe Nolan and Lydia Lovelace, and with labels and everything. And
wow.
And that's where I met her, and then we toured for, I think we did 26 shows together.
Holy cow.
And I opened for her band, and then we kind of fell out of touch, and she put this, her latest album called Real, put out a couple of years ago, and I just completely fell in love with it.
Oh, that's phenomenal, yeah.
So I sent her a message and I just asked her if she'd be into singing, and she got back right away and said she'd love to. So
that's very cool.
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
And you got very Winnipeg's cool. own Grant Siemens, I understand, playing on the record.
Yeah, he's the main electric guitarist on the record. And also I hadn't met him up until we started recording either.
Really?
He just nailed it. He was honestly the coolest. Are we allowed? Oh, I shouldn't swear.
Oh, you can say whatever the hell you want.
he was the coolest fucking dude.
Yeah.
And him and I gelled like crazy. And we both listened to the same music and we just nerded out. And,
yeah.
And what an amazing fit. So I hope to get to play with him more. We were supposed to play last night together, but kind of fell through. But we text each other every once in a while, sending each other new music and stuff. And
oh, cool.
Grant's been a huge support, and what a musician.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so we mentioned that you were here a couple of years ago. And before that, 2015, do you know how many times you were here in 2015?
Well,
like, you were here all the time.
I know.
I have five different shows on my calendar in 2015. You don't even live here.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I mean, things were going well in 2015, I feel like. And then I think I was here for Break of West and Times. And
yeah.
I think Tornado had kind of been getting some momentum.
Yeah, well, you played the Folk Fest the year before, I think. And
the Folk Fest, that's right. So,
yeah. So again, did you kind of sit at home and not? Did you burn out a bit? Is that why you didn't come back for so much, or what?
No, to be honest, I didn't have any motivation or any. I didn't have any new material.
I find that hard to believe, Joe. I don't believe that for a second, because every single time I've seen you, you've had songs that were like minutes old that were great. So I know, like, did you seriously stop writing songs at such a furious pace for a while? Because you were writing them like crazy for a while.
No, I've never stopped writing. I'm always writing, and I guess that's not the case, but it was just more of a kind of a dark period. And
yeah.
I just got depressed. And for years I had, like, there's years of my early 20s that are just like, they're just foggy. And I just felt kind of helpless. So I didn't have not much going on. I was still writing through that time, but I was just in a disheartened place for many reasons. So, anyways, I'm glad to be. It feels really good to be putting this new music out and to be playing a lot more. And I think the future holds a lot of good things. So
well, I hope so. Seems like you're feeling better about it, and you should be proud of these songs. They're fantastic. The record's great. You did a great job last night at times and in front of the roaring crowd with a guitar that wasn't cooperating, and still you nailed it. I thought it was a great show.
Thank you,
I'm glad to have you back, and I hope you're feeling as good as we are about having you here.
Yeah, no, thanks so much. I'm glad to be talking to you on the show again.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure.
It is. Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite off the record? Is it something you feel strongest about that you're most proud of? Or?
No, I mean, they all fit together, so they're all equal to me. I think the tune "Another Dead Poet" is probably my most. It's a little bit of a statement song, and I'm really proud of the lyrics on that one. But they're all different to me. They all mean different things, and I kind of look at the record as one song, as a whole, and a little bit of a statement. So
cool.
It's.
Well, it's a fine record. We'll play that song for you. And
okay,
we haven't
cool.
even mentioned yet, you're playing tonight at the Stew Dome on Grosvenor and in River Heights. I know there's spots available still, so we can fit more people in. If you go on Facebook and just look up Joe Nolan Winnipeg House Concert, all the details are there. You can always give me a call here or send me an email and I can direct you down there. We'd love to have lots of folks out at the Stew Dome tonight. It's going to be fun.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Joe. Hopefully, we'll get you down here to the studio one of these days. Honestly, I think it's just you're mad at me for getting you lost that time, and you don't want to come back now. But
no,
I'm going to try to redeem myself.
Cool,
we'll,
Jeff.
We'll make it work.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks,
you.
Joe. See you.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Would you meet me in the graveyard after dark? I want to bury my secret in your arms. When it's just us and there's no one else left, I know you gotta kill me to get ahead. And now the poets fall to their knees for the captains of the industry. Maybe I've been the one having too much fun. So come on, baby, let that bullet leave your gun. I'm tired of singing for their design. Toss another dollar across the finish line. The girl behind the counter with the broken eyes. She's the only thing in here make me feel alive. Drifting through the city streets, crashing on the couch of the music scene, where I fell asleep with the devil. Oh, goddamn, she was beautiful. And tonight when I cry like a baby, there's not even her love gonna save me. Yeah, 'cause I hear what those critics say. It's funny when you watch your dreams wash away. For what I drink, I should know by now. The days turn to years like another round. And everybody's singing about a broken heart. I've been listening for years from the back of the bar. So would you meet me in the graveyard after dark? I want to bury myself in your arms. When everybody's looking at me, saying, what are you doing with your whole life? What are you doing with your whole life? What are you doing with your whole life? I'm just just another dead poet trying to make it out alive.
That's a good song for a Halloween show, isn't it? Another dead poet there from Joe Nolan from his new record, Cry Baby. It's a pretty swell thing. Hopefully you'll come on down to the studio tonight if you're able and pick up a copy. Again, let me know if you need directions or details. We'd love to have you down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. He was great last night. And I expect it to be even better tonight when people are actually paying attention. So hopefully we'll see you there. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We'll play you some more Joe from that great record for sure. We got some more new songs. And we've got other things to talk about. We got our German requests and lots of other stuff. So please stick with us. Don't go away. Tell the band to go home. We'll return on UMFM in just a couple minutes.